This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
Of the great narrations in regards to seeking knowledge is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, the famous Sahabi al-Ansari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. He narrates that once he is after the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard or was aware that one of the other Sahaba had a hadith in regards to the what's known as al-qasas, yani repaying back injustices. And he said he wanted to hear that hadith, very important. And he said, let me go and hear this hadith. Now Jabir was in Medina, and the other Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Unais, was in Sham. So Jabir, he said, I went and bought a camel. Expense number one was to go and buy a camel specifically for the journey. Then he prepared the camel. You know, you have to feed the camel, you have to prepare him for a journey, you have to take the luggage, you have to take the provisions. After buying the camel, preparing him, getting him, then he said, I traveled to Sham. It took me 1 month to get there. You know, journey with obviously the stops on the way, but it was a journey because he wanted to meet the other companion, Abdullah, and hear from him. So he said, when I arrived, I went to the house of Abdullah ibn Unais, knocked on the door. It was said to me, who is this? I said, Jabir. So the voice replied, the son of Abdullah? Yes, son of Abdullah. So Abdullah ibn Unais came out. He was so happy. He was thrilled to see Jabir had come. You know, meeting the Sahaba after such a while. He said, come on in, you've been on a long journey. He said, just before I come in, and so on, the reason why I come, the purpose, was that I heard you narrate a hadith from the Prophet in regards to qasas, in regards to repaying back. So I came to hear that hadith from you. So before we get on, you know, with all the, you know, the hospitalities and you know, as they call it, the small talk, let me come for that purpose, which is to hear the hadith. He said, that's true. I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that on the Day of Judgment, people will be resurrected naked, uncircumcised, meaning the same way that they were created. And they will be resurrected buhman. They said, we asked, oh, mashallah, what is buhman? He said, they have nothing, I mean, they own nothing. Nothing with them, no luggage, no checkbooks, no credit cards, no debit cards, no Apple Pay, nothing, no way to deal with anything. They have nothing, they are naked, even they don't have clothes. And then there will be a voice that will call out, or they will hear a voice, which the far and the near will hear it. That voice will say, what they will hear will say, I am the king. I am the one who shall account everyone. And if no one who is from the people of Jannah, no one who is destined to go to Al-Jannah will enter Al-Jannah whilst he still owes something to someone from the people of the fire, destined to go to the fire. You are from the people of Jannah, you owe something to a person from the fire. You may have injusted, treat them badly, you may have either abused them financially, physically, whatever. You have an injustice owing. You're not going to enter Al-Jannah until you repay back that person from the fire. And no one from the people of fire shall enter the fire whilst they have an injustice owing to a person of Al-Jannah. Because you, even though you're going to the fire, you say, okay, well, what's there left? No. This is part of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will not enter the fire, you will not enter Al-Jannah, even if you are destined to, until you pay back all the injustices. So we said, it's Abdullah ibn Unais, continue. He said, oh, Masjid Allah, how will we repay back? And you just told us that we will be resurrected. Buhman, we don't have anything. We don't own it. How are we going to pay people back? He said, bil hasanati wa sayyat. Using the good deeds, the hasanat and the sayyat. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ explained this. He said that, you know, people who come and they've done lots of prayers, lots of good deeds, lots of things, they will then if they haven't done justice to other people, they will, those people who have been wronged will take the hasanat of the person who has wronged them. So he will keep on giving them the hasanat in accordance to the injustice that he's done, and he might end up losing all his hasanat. He might even become bankrupt because he's lost all his hasanat. And then if he doesn't have any hasanat, they will give him of his siyah. That's the commodity on the Day of Judgment. And it might be, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that he loses all his hasanat, then he acquires sayyiat because he was wronging people. He had bad akhlaq, bad morals, bad behavior, bad conduct. He will be thrown in the fire. And this narration, obviously, al-qasas is a scary one. It needs us to wake up to that reality. But this hadith I narrated to you, and this story, because you can see that how they were keen to travel in search of knowledge. Look out for the other video, which I talk about Shu'bah ibn al-Hajjaj and his travel in knowledge. And subhanAllah, these people, they used to travel a lot. Al-Sha'bi narrates from Abi Burda, who is the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, that his father Abu Musa narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said there are three categories of people who will get their reward doubled. One is a person who's to be a slave or is a slave, and he fulfills the right of his master Allah and his rights of his worldly master. He fills both rights, and he's dutiful Muslim to Allah, he's dutiful slave, he'll get double reward. And a person who used to be from the people of the book, a Jew or a Christian, he believed in his prophet, and then he believed in me. So he was a practicing Christian Jew, and then he became a Muslim practicing Muslim. He gets double reward. And the last one is a man who used to own a slave woman. He looked after her well. He educated her. He did all this good. Then he freed her, and he married her. So he was good to her, and then he also ended up marrying her. These guys will get... Anyway, the point of this, Al-Sha'bi said to the people who's narrating that, he said, take this hadith free of charge. This hadith like this, people used to travel 1 month just to get one hadith. They would travel from Kufa to Medina just to listen to one hadith, and here you can have this hadith free. And I say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. That's what they were saying then. Today, literally, the hadith, not books, libraries of hadiths, books, and like are at our fingertips with our mobiles, with our iPads, with our, you know, computers. They are there in front of us. We don't even have to travel anywhere, subhanAllah. But how many people actually are educated? Allahu a'lam. There's more ignorance today, unfortunately, than there is knowledge. May Allah protect us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.